This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Today marks 2 years since Aurora police stopped 23-year-old Elijah McClain as he was walking home. The violent arrest left McClain in a coma, and he died a few days later. His mother, Shanine McClain, was active in helping pass a major police reform bill in Colorado last year.
It was emotional because I was told that they weren't able to pass that bill before Elijah's murder. And I think to myself, if that bill had to pass before Elijah's murder, Elijah would still be here.
A lawsuit that the McClain family filed against the city of Aurora may be close to a resolution. A grand jury is investigating the officers involved in the arrest. The U.S. Attorney for Colorado is also examining whether they broke federal laws. A proposal to build a new arena in North Denver will be on the ballot in November. It's a big-ticket item in a $450 million bond package, which city councilors decided last night to put to voters. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports the 10,000-seat arena is opposed by some people in the neighborhood where it's planned on the National Western Center campus.
The main point that activists and people who live there are trying to make is that they would rather see money spent on different things rather than a new building.
The arena would be used for events year-round and would essentially replace the existing Coliseum. This fall's vote will be the first time in 4 years that Denver voters will be asked to borrow money for city projects with these kinds of bonds. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.